recently hired a new instructor for Laracas, Andre. And at this point, that brings us up to 4 people, including myself, which is still, by any stretch, a small team, but I like it. I think we have room for about 1 more teacher, and then we'll be coasting for a good while. Anyhow, in the spirit of that, I thought it might be interesting to discuss how I go about organizing a team like that, because it's a little bit different from traditional companies, and that's done on purpose. Anyways, when I think about the jobs I've held in the past, even going all the way back to being a teenager, there was always this sense of dread. It's horrible to say, but true. Even if I enjoyed the job, there was still this lingering sense of dread. And then on top of that, you add a layer of social anxiety that some of us feel, setting the alarm the night before, feeling a sense of panic in the morning when that alarm bell would go off, the rush to get ready in the morning, like you're always going to be late, getting to the car. Again, sometimes for some of us, not all of us, but for some of us, you have this weird anxiety and panic for mundane things like that. And even once I would get to work, that feeling that there's always someone like a manager or a shift leader looking over your shoulder, critiquing or judging you, or taking notes about your performance, maybe scheduling monthly performance reviews where you can come in for 30 minutes and they can talk about how great or how horrible you performed in the last month. All of this stuff just created dread for me. I hated it. And worse, I always found that the less autonomy I had to do the job, the more resentful I kind of felt. And if you take a step back, I think it makes perfect sense. There's plenty of science around this too. People want to feel like they are in control. They want to feel like they are making decisions and they are making these choices. And when you take those choices away and you replace it with, here's what you're doing, here's when you're doing it, and here's how you're doing it, it doesn't take a genius to realize maybe that's not the best way to incentivize people. It just doesn't work. People aren't wired that way. And this goes all the way down to childhood. If you read any of the more prominent books on the subject, the authors will often make reference to how important it is to give your kids a sense of autonomy and control, which for little kids, right, is often very difficult. But you can still do it in the form of like creating a framework for them in which they can make decisions. So for example, rather than telling them, you're going to do this, this, and this right now, you could instead reframe it as, would you like to do this or this right now? So you see what I mean? You're still creating a little world for them, but you're giving them choice and decision-making power within that little world you've created. And it's amazing, but little things like that add up and make a big difference. Anyways, my point being, the desire for control and autonomy goes all the way back to being 2 years old. And it never goes away. So when we do become adults and we're hired at companies that often take every available opportunity to monitor you, whether that's through traditional clocking in and clocking out, so we know exactly when you got here and exactly when you left, or daily check-ins or performance reviews, or gosh, even those who work remotely sometimes have to install that software that monitors if they're sitting at their desk. I mean, come on, that's not a way to run any business these days. It's so strange. You'd be willing to pay a person X amount of dollars every year, but you don't trust them enough to do the work. So you have to install software to keep an eye on them. How absurd is that? So for Laracas, my strategy is get rid of all of it. Now, a caveat here, of course, most of the work we do at Laracas is pretty low stress. We're not doing anything super, super urgent. If a project takes 3 weeks to finish versus 5 weeks, who cares? You know, I'm not that concerned by it. And that is an important caveat. But within that style of business, I don't want to do performance reviews, whether as the quote-unquote manager or the employee. I don't want to do it. When I used to have bosses, I dreaded it. Even if I knew I had done quality work that period, I still don't want to do it. It just feels disrespectful to me. Why would I ever want to hire a person and then proceed to micromanage or monitor them at every turn. It defeats the purpose, doesn't it? And I think maybe that's the key from my perspective. Laracas has grown from being a part-time thing I did after my normal job to my full-time gig, where I now have to hire people to help out. So every single time I've hired someone, it has been for the sole purpose of offloading a certain amount of work. So if a part of hiring that person includes all sorts of traditional managerial type work, I'm not really saving any time. So maybe, you know, I'm just thinking over this as I talk, maybe that's the difference. Every time I've hired a person, the goal has been to offload a certain weight that has been on my shoulders. It's almost like physically taking weights off your shoulder and you give it to somebody else and you say, here, you carry this around for a little while so that I can focus and have a little more strength for other things. So if you were to ask me what the organizational structure of Laracas looks like, there's not much to it. And it's sort of by design. We do use Trello to manage all the various projects we have. And we do have a system in place there. For example, we have a handful of columns that a card would represent a project, whether a big project or just a little thing. And we have a series of columns that the card makes its way through. For example, from planned to in progress to in review to completed and deployed, things like that. But beyond that, I've always wanted there to be as little red tape as possible. And one thing I often say to people that I'm thinking about hiring is, look, I don't want to be a manager any more than you want to be managed. So if we can, let's just cut that part out. And that means everyone works when they want, how they want, and where they want. We're all full-time with our own sets of responsibilities, but I'll be damned if I'm going to check how long a person worked in a day or a week. And actually, on that note, maybe this is super dumb on my part. It probably is. But I've always wanted a work environment where maybe some weeks it just doesn't require 40 hours to get your projects done. And that's sort of how I like to think of my weeks. My weeks are divided into the projects that I want to get done. Here's the list of things I want to accomplish this week. And if by some stretch I get those done in 30 hours instead of 40, then whether that's me or somebody who works at Laracas, great. Like, you're done. Go be with your family. I don't care. It's not like I'm a stickler for the number 40. I care more about the work. And you definitely don't want an environment where every single time, the moment you finish up a task, somebody gives you the next one on the queue, almost like you're a robot. I don't like that. When you finish your project, there should be some sense of relief, some sense of relaxation and joy and celebration that you got this thing done. And if instead of that, you're instantly given the next task on the queue, it's just demoralizing. And also, you know what? It just encourages you to work slow. I don't know about you, but sometimes I do work a little quicker because I'd like to finish up early for the day. And that's okay, as long as it's solid work. Who cares? We're not robots who sit at a desk for 10 hours a day. So yeah, if you get your work done early one week, then go be with your family. I think that's a great idea. And then when it comes to the various projects, of course we collaborate, but mostly for design-related decisions, 95% of the time I delegate to Adrian because that's why I hired him. He's better at it. When Andre is working on a series, I have very little input. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't need help. So why don't we just set up an environment where everyone does what they were hired to do on their own terms? If they want to sleep in till 2 o'clock, fine. I don't care. It's a problem if you never do the work, but it just never turns out to be that way. And if it does turn out that way, then maybe you didn't hire properly, in which case it's your fault to begin with. It turns out that people end up doing a pretty good job, and it doesn't require that you be a manager, at least for the sort of business that I run. But on that note, and to wrap up, I will say one thing. Our own personalities overflow into everything that we do. So it's not a surprise that given my personality, I run a business in a certain way. But on the flip side, not everyone has my personality. And some people really do thrive on getting feedback and doing check-ins. So as always, this comes back to managing personality differences. And that is something worth being sensitive to. All right, that's it. My name is Jeffrey Way with the Lyrica Snippet, and I'll see you next time.